It's 11 minutes to seven. Now, should RE classes at school include the study not just of major world religions, but non-religious world views as well? A High Court ruling yesterday told the government it had made an error in law by leaving them out of the new religious studies GCSE. We're joined now by Andrew Copson. He's here in the studio. He's chief executive of the British Humanist Association. How significant a ruling is this, Andrew?
It's highly significant. The court found that what the Secretary of State got wrong was in telling schools that if they followed her GCSE, which studied only religions, they'd be meeting their legal requirements to deliver an open and pluralistic curriculum. The court said schools wouldn't be meeting their obligations to teach an open and pluralistic curriculum if they followed her syllabus, because it omitted non-religious worldviews such as humanism, and non-religious worldviews had to be treated equally.
But the Department for Education claims none of this will change the GCSE in religious studies. There's not going to be a curriculum change now. So what is it that you hope might change?
Well, that's the department's choice. They could bring policy into line with the court's ruling if they did change the GCSE specification. They may decide not to do so because they don't want to disrupt teaching. But in the long term, they're going to have to make sure that all across religious education, non-religious worldviews such as humanism are included and are treated fairly and with equal respect. And in fact, that just doesn't, this judgment today doesn't just have ramifications for the world of education, but across the law in this country as it relates to religion or belief. It means that equal treatment is now enshrined as a right.
And where might that hit next? I see you looking towards the chair of our Thought for the Day speaker.
Well,
I mean, you suggested that other public bodies could have to change the way they behave?
Absolutely. I think the ramifications could be enormous. The BBC certainly qualifies as a public body in those terms, but so do many other organisations. Organisations that fund local religious groups, perhaps, to run different services. Organisations that might pay chaplains in hospitals and prisons, but not non-religious providers of such care. Now that the principle of equal treatment by the state of humanism and non-religious worldviews with religions is established, I think all of those ramifications could be on the agenda.
I can hear people shouting at the radio who are religious, saying the clue is in the title, religious education. Now, we don't teach biology and physics, so why do we have to teach anything which is not religion in a class about religious education?
Well, if the government wanted to introduce a new compulsory subject of humanist studies, I'm sure we'd be very pleased. But for the moment, the area of the curriculum where ideas about meaning, ideas about purpose, questions of values are discussed is in religious studies. And what the state has to do is make sure that across the curriculum, people are treated fairly, beliefs are treated fairly. That's why it's natural at the moment for humanism to go into RE. And in fact, many teachers across the country are doing so. The Religious Education Council supported our position. The National Association of Teachers of RE supported our position. Really, in the world of religious education, it was only the Department for Education that didn't support it, and hopefully that will change.
Andrew Copson, thank you very much indeed.